Doug, it's Curious.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Adrienne. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, very good. How's Joyce been?
She goes in for surgery in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. That's quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
She's a little uncomfortable, so.
Yeah. Has she been keeping herself at home and resting?
She was here yesterday morning for a little while. I don't know. She might stay an hour. She's still here now. She's on the phone with her daughter just a little bit ago. But that guy came in and looked at those diamonds, but she couldn't make no goddamn decision.
Are you serious?
Nope.
Oh, nope. Gosh.
Let me see if she's off the phone.
Okay.
Just a second. Because she's going to be leaving for long.
Right.
You still on the phone? This is Adrienne. Just a second. Let me take the phone to her.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
How are you, Joyce? Oh, my gosh. He told me what happened.
I've been better, darling.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow morning you're going for surgery, huh?
I can't hear you. Hang on. That volume was down. That's not what you say, sweetie.
No, tomorrow morning you're going for surgery, he said,
yeah,
huh?
I have to be at the hospital at 6, so.
Eesh, gosh.
See if they can get me going the other direction, because this is ridiculous. This is 8 days of Vicodin and feeling like this, and I'm like, I'm over it. This pain
Holy
is
shit.
Worn my ass down. Yeah. This pain
has
worn my ass down to nothing, so I came up today to get some last-minute stuff for Jimmy lined up.
Right.
And the guy did come in this morning and look at the diamonds. Of course, he's frustrated as hell because it's exactly what he wanted and exactly what he was looking at. And, of course, she cornered him. And he said this was after you had called me and gotten him in. You know, but the fall came and everything. But he said, now all of a sudden she showed me pictures online. He said, I've only asked her for a month what she wanted. She said, anything you pick out. And he said, you know, first of all, I'm not buying offline. And I said, no, but if you got ideas, he goes, I don't. He's pissed. He goes, I don't know what the fuck she wants. He's a big farmer here in town. So he said, we're having a coming to Jesus meeting this weekend. I want to know the shape she wants. I want to know blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, that's the thing to do. So he said, how long can you hold those ovals? And I said, I can hold them as long as I need to with Ben.
Right.
And the condition I'm in, and I said, she doesn't care anyway. She just get it back. I said, we'll get it back to her. And he said, okay, so let me get her cornered this weekend. I said, well, I'm going to try to be back to work on Monday. He goes, well, I'm not sure you're going to do that. And I said, well, I'm going to try. And he said, I'm going to wait to hear from you. When you're back, you call me. By then, I'm going to know exactly what kind of shape she wants, exactly what she's talking about. He said, I don't know what she's seen online or wherever the hell she's seen it, but I'm not going there.
Good.
And I said, well, any cut that she picks, you know, I can do with Adrienne. We'll just send these back. And he's like, okay. Well, he's also got a budget, which, does he need a budget? No. No. This guy's loaded. Well, he also has 3 stair-step kids from the first marriage.
Oh.
And I think he's smart enough that he put a budget of $5,000 on her. I mean, she doesn't know it yet, but that's where he wants to be. And I think she's out looking. She knows he's got money. Everybody knows him. They're wheelers.
So she's trying to find the biggest,
And I think he's catching on. And without saying that out to me, he said, I'm just frustrated. I really like these. This is where I wanted to be. Because I told him we could do the band, get everything set, mount, and stay in, you know, stay in his budget.
Right, yeah.
And I said, don't get frustrated. Find out what she likes. I said, see if she wants round. If she does want the oval, you know, I said, there'd be a couple of them. If she picks, I'm going to steer you away from them and tell you why. But I said, we'll get on the phone. We'll figure this out. So don't worry about it. So he just left about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm ready to get out of here. I got here at 9. We had to fix the carpet. Well, part of the carpet this morning has been, they were here this morning. And then my new repair guy called and went over estimates. Got all those okay. Got those people called. I'm like, God damn. I think nothing to do with this stuff until you don't feel good. Yeah. And then I'm on drugs, so that's not helping. Oh, my God, Adrienne. I got out a carrot. Hair shape that Jimmy and I own together, a solitaire. We bought it off the street from somebody, and it's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. They never used it, and it's beautiful. So he wanted to see, like, what a carrot would face up to compared to what he was looking at, 70. So I get it out. I said, this is the closest thing I've got. So I get it out, and I hold the tweezers to 70, and I hold the, I have the pear. Oh, okay, that's not that much difference. No, no, no. So we're talking back and forth. Okay, well, I was trained from a little kid from my dad, Ron, that had the store. If
right.
you can't get back to where you got, if you can't get back to that case to get that back where it belongs, put it on your finger. Okay?
Correct, yeah.
My life, I've known since 6 years old. So this guy leaves, and I'm all this is running over my mind about he wants to change and do this and do that, and I'm trying to write down numbers. And all of a sudden, I looked at Jimmy, and I said, Jimmy, I said, when you put Adrian's diamonds away for me, because he was doing it so I wouldn't flip papers, you know.
Sure, yeah.
I'm one-handed now. And he said, I said, did I by accident lay that solitaire bars in with those diamonds? He goes, well, I don't think so. We dug those diamonds back out of safe. He opens it back up. He dumps the envelope. He dumps the box. Nope, nope, nope. I said, now, wait a minute. Nobody's went anywhere. I mean, it's been 3 seconds the guy left. So I look at my computer because I had my laptop. Jimmy carried it out there for me, and I shut it. So we looked in that. Nope, not there. Look, look, look. I go to get the Stoller catalog out. It was Tony Mountings. Yeah, I was just flipping the pages. There's this goddamn thing on my finger.
Oh, my. It was on your finger?
I had it on. I said to Jimmy, I said, son of a bitch. Because he's out there digging around looking. I'm like, Jimmy? And he goes, what? And I said, I stuck my hand up. He goes, oh. I said, I got to go home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there I was. Ran my finger, just like I've been trained since I was 6 years old.
Oh, God, Joyce, that's hilarious.
I everywhere but on my goddamn hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, okay, I just got to go home.
Yeah. How are you? I didn't think you could drive while being on Vicodin.
Okay. I can't. No, yeah. No. Jimmy came and got me this morning, and one of my nieces is going to pick me up when I call.
That's good.
No, I can't drive on it.
Jesus.
No. Hell no, I can't even goddamn show a rig without misplacing it.
When you really don't misplace it. That's, oh my God.
Well, and I really did it. That's like Jimmy. I had him last week when your diamonds came in, and after I had the fall, I was up here one day. I had to go to the hospital or something, and I told whoever was driving me that day, Megan, I said, run me by, I got to give Jimmy some highlights on stuff, and I said, Jimmy, you got to check these figures I do. I know they're good.
Thank God for Jimmy, oh my God.
Well, and we didn't file the sales tax.
Oh.
We didn't do that either.
Oh, Jesus.
So that was why I came in. I'm just, I remembered why it had to come up. Of course, it's, you know, it's not like any big deal. I mean, you know, maybe a $10 penalty. We do it every month, same time. No, with the fall and everything. We just no. I said, what in the hell?
It's all right, Joyce.
Today is a damn good, and everything lined out, and I was hoping to button up this diamond deal, but, of course, you start involving her, and then that's all it takes to fuck it up.
Yes. Yes. Well, when you...
Well, she got her nose in it, and I'm like, here we go.
Well... You know, once we figure it out, I mean, he sounds extremely loyal to you, so.
Yeah, hang on a second. Okay. Yeah, I got news for her. I can tell you from the way he talks for him, he's not budging on his budget.
Good. Good.
I think the more she talks about, he's probably catching on more and more.
That she's just with him for the money, basically?
You what? I can't hear you. You what?
That she is basically with him just for the money?
I think so. I think so. But
yeah.
It's looking more and more that way, but he said, yeah, I'm not. I'm like, okay, so. So we'll revisit, but your diamonds are there in the safe, and if for some reason you've got to get them back, I'll walk Jimmy through how to do it. Because I'm planning, like I said, I'm hoping to be back Monday, but they couldn't tell me that because they don't know what they're going to get into.
Right, yeah. I mean,
they're putting the plate in, they know for sure, that the surgery can get the plate in, and then they got to get up in that rotator cuff because everything's torn out of it. So they don't know. So I don't know. I'm black all the way to my wrist. And the break is the very, very, very top of your arm.
Oh, my God, Joyce. Oh, yeah,
it's
Jimmy
awful.
Told me that you, like, fell over, like, the rug that was bunched together or something like that.
Yeah, I went over two of them. And I called in May and asked him to come get my rug stretched back out of my carpets. And then, thank God it was me, not a customer. I didn't know the lawsuit right now. Because when I did her good.
Yeah, Jesus, Joyce.
But anyway, so.
Well, I wish you luck on your surgery. And, if the, you know, whatever Diamond calls or needs, you know, I can always talk Jimmy through it if he's even got questions.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, good luck. And I will talk to you when you get back, okay?
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay,
Adrian.
Thanks. Yep.
Bye-bye.